For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is expressing concerns about the Islamic State group militants as he makes a surprise visit to Afghanistan. Nixon is part of a delegation of four U.S. governors who traveled to Afghanistan over the weekend to receive counterterrorism briefings and greet troops. During a conference call Sunday with reporters, Nixon said the war on terror is becoming the new normal. He said the situation in Afghanistan is improving, noting the country's election of a new president and a soon-to-be-signed security agreement. But he says the expansion of terrorist groups into other areas is sobering and casting a shadow over the improvements. He said the situation pointed out continued responsibilities to, quote, protect America and our way of life. The U.S. Department of Defense sponsored the trip. A legal challenge to Missouri's gay marriage ban by the city of St. Louis is due back in court today. The city issued marriage licenses to four same-sex couples in June, setting up a court fight in a state where gay marriage is banned under a 2004 amendment to the Missouri Constitution. St. Louis officials have agreed to stop issuing marriage licenses to gay couples pending resolution of the legal case and others in state and federal courts. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster has said he personally supports gay marriage, but is obligated under the law to oppose the city's move. For the next 5 days, law enforcement, railroad operators, and other Missouri organizations will be working to educate drivers and pedestrians about the dangers of railroad tracks. Camille Phillips has more.
It's Missouri Rail Safety Week, and three state agencies want Missourians to know that if they see tracks, they should think trains. The Missouri Department of Transportation, Missouri State Highway Patrol, and Missouri Operation Lifesaver have partnered together on the campaign. Rick Mooney of Missouri Operation Lifesaver says that drivers shouldn't try to beat trains across the tracks, and that tracks should never be used as a trail.
We've had incidents where people are out jogging with earphones, trains going in the same direction, they don't hear it, they get run over.
Mooney says trains struck cars and pedestrians in Missouri on 62 separate occasions last year. 14 people died and 38 were injured. I'm Camille Phillips.
A group of business and energy leaders will start work next week to help improve Missouri's energy policies. Governor Nixon on Friday announced the names of more than 50 business, labor, education, and energy leaders who will start work to hash out a plan for state energy use October 1st at Washington University in St. Louis. The committee, created by Nixon in June, is responsible for recommending ways that the state can be energy efficient, promote economic development in the energy sector, and ensure an abundant energy supply. Appointees include a Sierra Club member, energy company representatives, university employees, and representatives from businesses such as Ford Motor Company. Members of the public can attend any of the 8 meetings in October and submit suggestions online at energy.mo.gov. Hundreds of thousands of people who got tickets when their vehicles were photographed running red lights in Missouri could be in line to get some money back. Attorneys for ticketed drivers and camera supplier American Traffic Solutions said Friday they have agreed to a proposed settlement of several class action lawsuits. They said the deal calls for 20% refunds to be paid on up to 800,000 tickets issued in 27 Missouri cities served by ATS cameras. At an average ticket of $100, the settlement could amount to as much as $16 million. The cities include Kansas City, St. Joseph, St. Louis, and numerous St. Louis suburbs. The Missouri Office of Administration partnered with Western Governors University to offer Missouri State employees a 5% discount off tuition. The university offers more than 50 degrees that are eligible toward the discount, including undergraduate and graduate degrees in education, business, information technology, and health professions. WGU Missouri Chancellor Dr. Angie Bessendorfer said the partnership offers students the opportunity to earn a degree while continuing to work for the state.
We're the only fully online university that provides a competency-based learning, which allows students to prove what they already know and then learn the rest.
More than 50,000 full-time state employees will be eligible to receive a 5% discount from WGU Missouri for up to 4 6-month terms. Engineers are planning to conduct a study in Honeywell to determine what the best solution is for improving their wastewater system. The city received a $32,000 grant from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources after submitting an application through the Small Community Engineering Assistance Program. Honeywell Mayor Carl Bastian said regulations put forth by the Environmental Protection Agency led to the implementation of this new study. He said the department is striving to eliminate all chemicals that could be harmful.
If you're got output going out of your lagoon, the nitrogen levels are getting where you can't hardly have any nitrogen in there at all anymore.
Bastian said small towns like Honeywell would not have had enough money to fund the project without the help of the Engineering Assistance Program. He said the department is claiming that high levels of ammonia are affecting mussels in the streams of bigger towns in the area. Bastian said the city will continue to work with the department to address the issue. The University of Missouri is fighting back to defeat diseases like obesity at the new MU Nutritional Center for Health, called MUNCH. The $11 million research center combines agriculture, medicine, food science, exercise, dietetics, and other disciplines. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, almost 20% of American children are obese. The MUNCH chair director, Christopher Hardin, says he is happy to be able to change that.
First and foremost, although the MUNCH facility is also meant for local people, we really view this research as being up on the national and international stage. So these are really biomedical discoveries that will, we hope, influence behavior in a broad swath of the population.
MUNCH's resources allow researchers to design nutritional meals, conduct observational experiments, and measure body composition. The facility is in Gwynn Hall on the MU campus. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.